What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
All right, joining me now here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, is Rich Ryman of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at RichRymanPG. Thanks for coming on, buddy. How are you doing?
You know, I was thinking that there used to be an off season. Now we're lucky if we get an off week.
Yeah, no, you really don't get any of that in the NFL, and they've figured it out more so than the other two sports for certain. I mean, the NBA tries with the draft, free agency, summer league, but they don't do it as well as the NFL. Can we first start talking about this circus or whatever it was going on yesterday to promote the draft for next year involving people riding bicycles?
Sure. It was mostly a ceremonial, well, entirely a ceremonial thing, and we're going to see some of that between now and next April, because that's part of what goes on with being able to host the draft. Gives you a chance to promote all sorts of things because people will pay attention.
This is the thing. So you do the bicycle ride and the ferry and all this other stuff, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, are they actually going to do the right thing? And the people that are there, are they actually going to have them ride up to the stage on a kid's bicycle like they should?
Well, they haven't said, but Mark Murphy did say last night that the bicycle element was going to be an integral part of the draft.
Good.
So that would be wonderful to see that.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
On the other hand, if your number one draft choice fell over and hurt himself, that would probably not go over well. So we'll see what they decide to do.
Get out of here. If you fall over and hurt yourself, we retract our pick. We no longer want that kid. We're going to take somebody else. Never mind. We want the card back. Oh, my God. Don't, please. That would be it. I would laugh hysterically if that happened. Okay. So I saw your piece yesterday. Or was it 2 days ago, talking about the Packers continuing to buy more land in Green Bay, and they've already bought quite a bit at this point. So what are the Packers up to now?
Well, that's a good question. They've only bought 3 pieces of property this year, but still that's buying property around Lambeau. 2 of those parcels are an area in a direction they haven't gone before. So I'm not entirely sure what they're up to, and they haven't been willing to tell us what they're thinking. But, you know, for the short term, it could well be used for draft storage and placement of media trucks and things like that. But they're pretty opportunistic just about acquiring land around Lambeau whenever they get the chance. They own about 90 acres now, and half of that is the Titletown development. But the rest of it is open for whatever kind of things they can think of.
Talk with Rich Ryman of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at RichRymanPG. All right, so for those of us that don't live in Green Bay and aren't there outside of Packer season as much, how big of a difference or has that Title Town district made for the city?
It is busy much of the time. It started out kind of slow, but people began to discover it, the park side of it at least, and it's busy quite often. But the commercial development in there has made the bigger impact. You've got the Title Town Tech, which is a partnership between the Packers and Microsoft that's doing all kinds of tech development stuff or helping companies that are doing that. You've got a number of restaurants there. They've got an office building at one end, an apartment building, a whole row of townhouses. So that's major development, and it all contributes to the local economy.
Are those filled up with people that live in Green Bay, those townhouses and apartments, or are those filled up with people that bought them just to have a place to essentially stay and rent during Packer season?
It is a combination. I don't know what the percentage is. I know a couple Packers directors have bought some of the townhouses. But there are...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
There are people who stay there year-round also. They're not cheap, so, you know, these well-heeled retirees can afford them, and business executives, and probably some Packers fans, too. But it's a combination, and the apartments tend to be local people. The apartments obviously are not as expensive as the townhouses, so you get a pretty good mix there as well.
So what is the disagreement all about between the mayor of Green Bay and the Packers that they've stopped talking about extension of lease or whatever the case may be? Because, again, outsider looking in, I do not understand, after everything the Packers have spent in that community, how he could possibly be wanting something different than they already have.
Well, one of the problems is that almost all of the development that the Packers have done is in the village of Ashwaubenon and not the city of Green Bay.
Right.
And that still helps Green Bay. I mean, it's the same economy whether you're on one side of the line or the other. But... Green Bay would like to see the Packers invest more money in Green Bay itself. And the Packers also suggested that there's an escalator clause for the Packers lease, so every year it increases. And the Packers suggested that increase, instead of going to the city, should go back into Lambeau Field for maintenance purposes, because the money that had been set aside for maintenance in the sales tax that ended in 2015 is going to run out in a couple of years. And so, you know, not surprisingly, the Packers are looking for a way to build that up a little bit, because they are going to be responsible for all the operations and maintenance going forward.
Same type of thing the Brewers had with American Family Field here recently. with Milwaukee. Talking with Richard Ryman, Green Bay Press Gazette, on Twitter at RichRymanPG. So can you imagine what this thing looks like if Bob Harlan doesn't get that whole initial renovation done with Lambeau Field? And that thing was a close call. I've talked to Bob a couple of times about just how tight and close that was and how many people were mad that they actually got the tax money to get that thing done. And that's kind of what triggered everything else that's happened since then.
Yeah, and even going into the election day, Bob wasn't sure if it was going to pass or not. He readily admits that was probably the hardest thing he's ever done. But it made all the difference. From 2003 on, you could see the Packers' annual income just on a complete trend line up, and it's been that way ever since. Now, some of that is also due to NFL TV contracts. I mean, that is almost enough for the Packers to pay for their whole season sometimes. But it allowed all these other things to happen, Title Town, and really under Mark Murphy, the continual expansion and redevelopment and renovation of Lambeau Field, that's been ongoing almost every year for the last 10 or 12 years. And in the NFL, you pretty much have to do that if you want to keep up with everybody else.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. And again, beautiful field. Everything they've done around there is gorgeous too. But again, I struggle with this because from the Packers' standpoint, now you're bringing in the draft there. And I didn't see the latest numbers of what they expect to draw draft-wise. I mean, Detroit drew, what, 300,000 people or something like that. I don't know how that possibly happens in Green Bay, that many people.
Detroit drew, they said, 775,000.
Oh, way more than that, yeah.
But you have to keep in mind how they count this, and this can be confusing. Every time somebody goes through one of the metal detectors into what is the official draft area, they get counted.
Right.
So if you go out and get a hamburger and you come back in, you get counted again. So you could be counted 10 times in a day. There are people who stay there year round also. They're not cheap. So, you know, these well-heeled retirees can afford them, and business executives, and probably some Packers fans too. But it's a combination, and the apartments tend to be local people. The apartments obviously are not as expensive as the townhouses, so you get a pretty good mix there as well.
So what is the disagreement all about between the mayor of Green Bay and the Packers that they've stopped talking about extension of lease or whatever the case may be? Because, again, outsider looking in, I do not understand, after everything the Packers have spent in that community, how he could possibly be wanting something different than they already have.
Well, one of the problems is that almost all of the development that the Packers have done is in the village of Ashwaubenon and not the city of Green Bay.
Right.
And that still helps Green Bay. I mean, it's the same economy whether you're on one side of the line or the other. But Green Bay would like to see the Packers invest more money in Green Bay itself. And the Packers also suggested that there's an escalator clause for the Packers lease, so every year it increases. And the Packers suggested that increase, instead of going to the city, should go back into Lambeau Field for maintenance purposes, because the money that had been set aside for maintenance in the sales tax that ended in 2015 is going to run out in a couple of years. And so, you know, not surprisingly, the Packers are looking for a way to build that up a little bit, because they are going to be responsible for all the operations and maintenance going forward.
Same type of thing the Brewers had with American Family Field here recently with Milwaukee. Talking with Richard Ryman, Green Bay Press Gazette, on Twitter at RichRymanPG. So can you imagine what this thing looks like if Bob Harlan doesn't get that whole initial renovation done with Lambeau Field, and that thing was a close call. I've talked about a couple of times about just how tight and close that was and how many people were mad that they actually got the tax money to get that thing done, and that's kind of what triggered everything else that's happened since then.
Yeah, and even going into the election day, Bob wasn't sure if it was going to pass or not. He readily admits that was probably the hardest thing he's ever done. But it made all the difference. From 2003 on, you could see the Packers' annual income just on a complete trend line up, and it's been that way ever since. Now, some of that is also due to NFL TV contracts. I mean, that is almost enough for the Packers to pay for their whole season sometimes. But it allowed all these other things to happen, Title Town, and really under Mark Murphy, the continual expansion and redevelopment and renovation of Lambeau Field, that's been ongoing almost every year for the last 10 or 12 years. And in the NFL, you pretty much have to do that if you want to keep up with everybody else.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. And again, beautiful field. Everything they've done around there is gorgeous too. But again, I struggle with this because from the Packers' standpoint, now you're bringing in the draft there. And I didn't see the latest numbers of what they expect to draw draft-wise. I mean, Detroit drew, 300,000 people or something like that. I don't know how that possibly happens in Green Bay, that many people.
Detroit drew, they said, 775,000.
Oh, way more than that, yeah.
But you have to keep in mind how they count this, and this can be confusing. Every time somebody goes through one of the metal detectors into what is the official draft area, they get counted.
Right.
So if you go out and get a hamburger and you come back in, you get counted again. So you could be counted 10 times in a day.
Right.
And then they add all the days up. So
manipulate the numbers. Makes sense.
Yeah. And, and I'm not sure how they could count it any other way. Maybe they could but it require people to do a lot of registering and keeping track of people, and I don't think they care about that. They're predicting here 250,000 right now is where they're at. That could be 83,000 people 3 days in a row.
Right.
But it could also be 120,000 on the first day of the draft, because that's usually the big one on Thursday, and lesser ones the other days. So we really don't know.
I don't understand why they don't put it in the stadium.
Not big enough.
Well, what does that stadium hold now, 80,000?
Well, it does, but you have to, if you go and look at the some of the photos that were taken of the draft in Detroit, just that stage structure that they build, it's got a roof over it, it's kind of like a Quonset hut sort of shape to it.
For rain or whatever, right?
Right. They've got this huge stage. They get fans from all 32 teams under that structure, and that's a lot of fans. And Lambeau just isn't wide enough in one direction or deep enough in the other to put it in the field.
Hey, that's crazy. Will they use it at all for concerts or anything?
I think they will use it for something. I mean, that's part of the whole idea of having it here. The whole history of Lambeau Field and all of that is an important part of what they're going to be selling as part of this draft.
He is Rich Ryman, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at Rich Ryman PG. Rich, thanks so much for coming on, man, and we'll definitely have you on again in the future.
I look forward to it. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Take care. There he is, Rich Ryman of the Green Bay Press Gazette.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.